Are you compliant with the European Accessibility Act? The 2025 deadline is fast approaching. Join data and accessibility expert Willa Ward in this guest post to learn more about the European Accessibility Act, EAA. The European Accessibility Act is an important piece of legislation in the European Union. It's aimed at ensuring digital products such as ATMs, ticketing machines, computer hardware, e-readers and services such as websites, commercial and banking services are more accessible for people with disabilities. The EAA is a call to action for private sector businesses running within one of the world's largest economies, the EU market. Public sectors have already been adjusting, and now it's for the private sector to follow suit, particularly for publishers and businesses whose operations extend into the digital sphere. When do you need to comply by? The European Accessibility Act has been in effect since April 2019, setting an important deadline of 28th of June 2025 for compliance and for EU nations to incorporate this directive into their legislation. This timeline gives businesses approximately 15 months from now to align their digital offerings, which includes websites, apps, e-books, and other digital services, with the standards set out by the European Accessibility Act. What happens if you don't comply? Non-compliance with the European Accessibility Act carries substantial risks. Legal actions, fines, and negative publicity are consequences for businesses that do not meet the requirements. There are also moral and ethical reasons to comply with the European Accessibility Act, as doing so can help to make content, services, and products more accessible for people with disability. The European Accessibility Act outlines guidelines for penalties, emphasizing that they should be proportional to the extent and seriousness of the non-compliance, the volume of non-complying products or services, and the number of affected individuals. Each EU member state is expected to introduce its own laws to address non-compliance, and the specifics of these laws will become clearer once enforcement begins post-July 2025. Recently, Ireland implemented the European Accessibility Act into Irish law through the European Union Accessibility Requirements of Products and Services Regulations 2023, the regulations. It's an important legislative step towards achieving greater accessibility and inclusivity, reflecting Ireland's commitment to upholding the principles of the European Accessibility Act within its national context. The regulation provides ways to monitor and ensure compliance with the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG. This includes potential penalties for non-compliance, aligning with the broader EU directive's approach to enforcing the European Accessibility Act. Other European Union countries did the same or in the process of introducing legislation into their law. How can your practices benefit from complying with the European Accessibility Act? The benefits of adapting to the European Accessibility Act are significant. Benefits include enhanced user experience to access and navigate content seamlessly, broader audience reach, especially when 1 in 5 people in the world suffer from disability, improved brand reputation as an inclusive and equal business. Digital publishing, where e-books are primary product, the European Accessibility Act implications are huge. E-books must be made accessible with features like text-to-speech compatibility, adjustable text in display settings, easy navigation, accessible graphic images, and compatibility with various devices and software. These adaptations follow the European Accessibility Act and open doors to a more inclusive, diverse readership. In essence, the European Accessibility Act represents an opportunity for businesses to meet legal requirements and embrace inclusivity, expand their market, and enhance their impact globally. By aligning with the AEA, businesses can play a vital role in creating more accessible and inclusive digital environment in one of the world's most influential markets.